for you. Thank you so much for checking us out. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Well, Cardi B, this audio came out a while ago, but it's still funny to play. It is Cardi B. She had a wardrobe issue at the Billboard Music Awards, and the whole thing that happened was, is I guess she was with Offset, and they posed for a picture on the red carpet, and Cardi swung her leg up, you know, and Offset kind of held it, and it was like, oh my God, we can see your baby thingy.
Y'all going around showing this picture, now y'all photoshopping it even more, like, oh, Cardi, first of all, that ain't my right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass.
Okay, thank you, Cardi. It is now officially clarified. Now, Liv the Web Girl, you said, oh my God, I've had some wardrobe malfunctions. Did that ever happen to you?
Not that, but I did have a wardrobe malfunction. It was parents' weekend when I was in college, and a lot of the parents came in on Thursday night, and so we all went out with a bunch of these, like, parents that, like, of a bunch of my friends, and we went out to this, like, hole-in-the-wall bar, and it was so much fun. I was wearing this romper, though, that was, like, kind of baggy, and it kind of, like, cut in the middle, and
I already have anxiety.
I got on top of the bar because, like, one guy bought basically the entire bar a giant round of shots for the parents and stuff like that. And we were singing our college's, like, fight song. And so I was up on the bar singing it, and I had no idea because this romper was so baggy, I couldn't feel it. But my top was totally exposed.
Oh my God.
In the bar in front of, like, all of my friends' parents.
And that was,
like,
the first time.
All of my friends'
was
parents.
Was anyone yelling,
saw
like, Liv, Liv?
Eventually, yeah.
Oh my God.
But we were all singing the fight song, so, and it was loud. So, like,
is there
I
video or
attention.
Pictures of this?
There is no video and there's no pictures.
You
thank
are lucky.
God.
Are you sure? Because I swear I saw this on Girls Gone Wild.
That I know of. None of my friends, which, like, I was probably, I'm friends with probably like half of the people that were in there, if not more. None of them have video.
Were you wasted?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was.
How do you not know your boobs hanging out or your ding dong? Like, does the air on that part of skin that's not used to receiving contact?
Listen,
you know something's out.
Oh my gosh, let me talk. It was so baggy. It was so baggy that, like, all night, even when it was covered, there was still air going through just because it was, like, the top was really
See,
big
I don't
on
understand.
Me.
This is what where you and I disagree. I never go braless ever. So, like, even with, like, a really low-cut romper or dress or whatever, I always wear I call them
sticky
chicken
boobs.
Cutlets. Yeah, I wear my sticky boobs.
So those, literally, I think, make girls' boobs look so saggy.
Well, they do. Because there's no support. But at least you got the nips look covered.
But when I don't wear anything, they're fine. They're where they're supposed to be. But when I do wear those chicken cutlets, they look like they're down to my belly button.
I don't even know what Alex and Liv are talking about. No, I just want chicken nuggets. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. What was your wardrobe malfunction? Guys, it could be you too. It doesn't just have to be these ladies and their boobies. Dee Dee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for calling in and joining the conversation. What was your wardrobe malfunction?
We had a huge meeting at work, and everybody was there in the conference room. And I got up, I had something to do, so I got up to go into the bathroom, started to walk back to my office, didn't know until I got to the office and someone told me that my dress was tucked pantyhose, and I'd walk down the hallway where the conference room was at the other end. So they saw me walk all the way down the hall with my dress tucked up in the back of my pantyhose.
Oh,
that,
bless your heart.
Do you
resign or just go home at that point? What exactly happens?
No, there wasn't anything I could do. I just was like, oh my God. I just couldn't believe it. I was hoping they were all focused on the front of the person talking instead of looking around.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I've been lucky that I've always worn underwear. And hey, thank you, Dee Dee, for the call. 833-JOE-ALEX. That I always wear underwear. I never really free ball unless, like, I'm feeling crazy, you know, at home or something. But I've had several crotch blowouts, like where I try to, you know, go down low, not to do a squat necessarily, but you go to that lower ground position and you're like, oh, that's not good. You know, and that's a good one. I'm very thankful that does not happen without underwear on.
I hate to tell a story that happened to someone else, but I've got to tell.
Oh, sure. It's somebody else. Go ahead, poor chop.
No, really. It was Chase's dad. He was working out on the road, and he was staying at a hotel. And you know how hotels in the morning, people just waking up.
Right.
Sometimes they'll go down to, you know, get something to eat, and you go in your pajamas. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his pajamas...
You okay, dude? Because pajamas is not that funny.
His pajamas, and he had a hole in the front.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
God.
And he didn't know. And then the girl that was, like, serving him the whole time, it was just, like, hanging out. And
he was hanging brain.
Hold on, listen. I am not blessed in that department, so, like, I would, but I would still know if it's hanging out. How do you not know that that's hanging out?
I've got to call him. It's so funny when he tells the story.
It's not funny. He's
like,
hanging out.
He's like, I can never go back there.
Actually, I wouldn't either.
If he knows I told the story on the air, he's going to be so mad.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Lee.
Hey, why don't you tell us your story? What happened?
So I was at a New Year's party downtown, and I had on a dress that buttoned up double-breasted. And by the end of the New Year's party, I only had one button holding the front of my dress.
Oh, no.
So does that mean that one was exposed? I'm not really good with double-breasted.
Like, everything was exposed. I had to hold it for the rest of the night.
Wow. So
up and down the elevator.
Were you, like, living? You not wearing a bra?
No, I had a bra on.
Okay.
But still, that's embarrassing.
You think. You're like, I did when I went out that night, but I don't know where the heck it went. Hunter, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Can you tell us what happened with you?
Yeah, hi. So I'm actually a diver, and I'm a diver for Ball State. And sometimes whenever I'm going and doing my flips in the air and stuff, I don't realize that I forgot to tie my Speedo. So I'll hit the water, and it'll hit my knees or hit my ankles. So I got to scramble to try and pull it back up before anybody notices.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
When I was probably 5 or 6 years old, I did swim lessons at like a YMCA for a summer, and I'll never forget the moment I saw somebody else's boobs besides my mom, because some girl was going down a water slide or whatever and her top came off, and I just remember that. I just remember being so embarrassed, and yes. I was that little.
Where am I at for all these wardrobe malfunctions? All I see is like old dudes like balls. That's all I get to see in my life. You can let us know your story if you'd like to share it on social media. Maybe a picture included. I don't know. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.